I'm Nancy. I am a compulsive overeater, bulimic, and anorexic. I've done the whole thing. And I was very nervous about coming to speak, and when I got the call about a month ago and said yes, I was very reluctant to do it. And so I've been thinking about it every day and just going, okay, God, just tell me. This morning I woke up and he said, talk about gratitude and joy and do it in a fun way. So I thought, well, I can maybe do part of that or maybe all of it. So I thought I would just start at the beginning, how it was, what I did and how I do my program now. And basically I was raised by crazy people, not wolves, but close. They were wolves in sheep's clothing. What went on in my family is everybody looked normal. It made it really hard to pinpoint what was going on. But I was raised by compulsive eaters and people who had different kinds of addictions, but on the surface looked very normal, looked very respectable, and I was expected to be that way too. But they gave me a couple of stories that proved that I was born a compulsive overeater. Evidently, and I'm going to give my age away here, when Queen Elizabeth was coronated, I was less than 2 years old, and I drank 4 pots of sugar and cream tea. Now, who in the world would give their child that much? Some compulsive overeaters and crazy people. And another one was, when I was still in my high chair, my mom was canning asparagus, and she said, I couldn't believe you ate 2 quarts of asparagus. Why would she feed me that? So I've carried on in good tradition for most of my life. I was told I was fat. I didn't believe that it was, I did believe it, but I did not know how to stop. And I think I'm nervous. I need to just stop and take a breath. My life pretty much revolved around eating because I didn't want to feel. A lot of what went on in my house looked normal but felt awful. And I hid in food. If I ate, I didn't seem to feel as much. What people can do with drugs, I was able to do with food. I could make myself high, I could make myself sleepy, I could relax, I didn't need drugs. I had them. And I think if I'd been raised in a home where there was no food, I would have been an anorexic. Because I've come to understand through an experience last year when I actually experienced anorexia that the pain of hunger makes you not feel. And I would have gone either direction. I'm a person who was attracted to this program by the phrase in, I think it's step 1 or 2 in the 12 and 12, that we of Overeaters Anonymous are people of extremes. I have never been able to operate in the middle. I remember being a child, maybe junior high, maybe younger, and going, I wish I could just do things moderately. I was either really dramatic or very withdrawn. It took acting in the extremes to get noticed in my family. When I wanted to be noticed, I was noticed in other ways. From before the time before I was even a teenager, it was my job to take care of my parents emotionally. So I carried the emotions for my family, and I needed to eat so I didn't feel those. It was too much. I'm sorry, I'm more nervous than I thought. Thanks, Adele. What I learned to do was use food. And what I have found since 5 years ago when I joined this fellowship is when I got the food under better control with the help of my higher power. I could cross addict to anything. It's computer games, it could be reading, it could be pretty much anything that I would do to not feel. And about a year ago, I found that I belonged in another fellowship, and I've been in this other fellowship, and it is turning out to be the one that is addressing all the reasons that I eat. And so the last year has been really difficult in that I'm dealing with the reasons that I eat, which makes me want to eat. So it's felt really rocky. Okay, I'm dealing with this. I want to eat. I'm looking in the cupboards a lot more. I'm cruising the middle aisles of the grocery stores rather than sticking to the outside. Recently, I was on vacation and had the challenge of being carless with a friend's friend. I didn't know them, and they decorated with bowls of Halloween candy. And I had brought enough food to get me through some of the time, and I ran out before I had access to a grocery store, which I had not anticipated. So I ended up eating some things that were not on my program. And I knew ahead of time, when I set these things in front of me, what I needed to do. I read the box. This was a normal portion. I said, God, please help me, because I can't not eat or I will binge. And there are those decorator bowls hanging around. So I got through eating things that are not on my program, and I got to deal with the cravings. And so when I got a call and was asked to speak, I said, I can't, I'm struggling. And so I was asked to speak about the struggle, and that's what I'm going to do a little bit of talking about tonight. Struggling has helped my program more than anything, because it's made me so conscious of how I have to have my higher power in my life. It's kind of like I go like this and God goes like that. I go like this and God goes like that, pulling my hand away from the flame. The cravings have been much higher. I have had my program, I have had my higher power there. I am eternally grateful for being in this program because it gave me the gateway to finding out why I eat. And I'm addressing all the things that I felt weird about, that I felt something was wrong with me and I didn't know what. I'm now learning what, and I'm able to learn the skills so that I can normalize those things that happened to me and that maybe I just experienced in my brain because of the way I think. But I'm learning to deal with reality on reality's terms rather than making up a story that I think reality should be and acting in that manner. Things are matching a lot better these days. And if I didn't struggle, I wouldn't have that. I'm learning to set boundaries. I am learning to say no, even though it doesn't meet with approval of people around me. And I'm learning where I am and where I end and where other people begin. I am learning to keep myself safe without the food, without the distraction, and I can now experience my emotions and go, it's an emotion, not an emergency. And I can wait it out. Some of the reading I've done says emotions last anywhere from 12 to 18 seconds. From their beginning to peak, they may start again immediately, but there are peaks and waves. And I can tread water. And I can tread emotions. And with the help of my higher power, I'm more buoyant without the fat. And so I am grateful and I am joyful that I get to experience more life in the middle without going to the extremes, without having to do so much for attention. My needs are less in the middle. When I travel to the extremes, I use more energy. I use more of my own resources. Is that 10?
That's 10.
And I'm loving life in the middle. Every once in a while I go, wow, I went to bed on time. I didn't stay up until I was nauseated. That, for me, is living in the middle. Or I slept 8 hours rather than 14. That is living in the middle. I stick to a schedule on my off days, which is going to be important because I've decided to retire in another 4 months. Yes. Another extreme is I've worked for the same company for 38 years. So I'm going to get to do things for myself, and I need to know how to structure that. I've learned structure through OA and the 12-step programs. I can do things for myself now that I did not learn from my family. They were people of extremes. They were people with mental illness. They were people with addictions. And I can see the difference between myself and them at this point, and I don't have to be who they are. There was no boundaries when I grew up, and I experienced what was called covert incest because I was expected to handle things that I was not ready for. And I'm learning now that as an adult who's about ready to retire, it's time that I learn the things that keep me safe. And I learned about safety and honesty in these rooms. When I first came into OA, I sat at the table with my jaw dropped, at least metaphorically, thinking, people can say that? How can they say that about themselves? Won't everybody else think blah, blah, blah? And I learned to speak honestly. There was a time in my life when I watched a lot of adolescent movies, and I was fascinated by them because they were talking to each other in honest words. I don't know how many times I've watched 16 Candles, but you know, those people said things that I would never have thought of saying, and they were merely being honest. And it took me years to figure out why I had that attraction to those movies. And I got the same attraction when I came into OA, because people were speaking the truth about themselves. They were saying things about themselves and able to practice what I've since learned is intimacy. They could say who they were without worrying about the consequences because they were being true to themselves. I bent everything that I did to please those around me, and it robbed me of a lot of joy in my life, and it took away a lot of my freedom. It took away a lot of things that I could have done when I was younger, but I didn't have the chance. I was too busy taking care of everybody. And I'm learning to not caretake at this point, and it feels really weird. Again, it's like, where do you end and this other person begins? And someone went like this to me. Back there, my sponsor, who went like this. This is where you end. Everything from there out is not you, and you're not in charge of it. Which was a complete surprise to me, because I went into a profession where I got to butt into everybody's business and tell them what to do and be overly concerned and come up with recommendations, and a lot of the time they listen to me. I'm ready to not do that anymore. I'm ready to follow what I want to do. And I never would have had that if I hadn't come through these doors 5 years ago, 5 years and some months. And some of the physical recovery I've had is I've kept between 100 and 120 pounds off. And when I went through the anorexic phase last year, I took off 40 pounds in 2 months. That's way too much, and I've regained some of that. And because of this program, I'm able to say, that's where you need to be, without totally freaking out. And yeah, I'm having to pull the waistline up a little bit rather than having it sit down on my hips like it used to for this skirt, but that's where I'm supposed to be. And accepting myself from day to day with a smile and being able to look into the mirror and going, hey there, what are you going to do today? Are you going to get in trouble? Maybe a little, but it'll be the kind of trouble I want to get into. It's not going to be somebody else's trouble or problem. It'll be mine. And I'm learning to feel tender toward myself and thus other people. Five more. And I'm learning to find joy in life. I'm slowing down enough from all the shoulds to... One of the things I do now is I sit with my cat. He thinks he's my higher power, and I tell him that he is. But usually, in the past, I've been too busy. I go, okay, there you go. And off to the next thing that I think I should be doing. I'm feeling luxurious in that. I used to label it lazy. I'm doing frivolous things. I used to label that crazy. And now it's just being myself. And I've had so many gifts from OA and my other 12-step program that things that I never imagined would come into my life. And the clothing exchange is one of them. I have had such a great time. I used to dress all in black with maybe something colored. I dressed in black from the time I was in high school. I now wear colors. I don't mind being seen. I'm not hiding anymore. And those are gifts. The friendships that I have developed in here are so much more from my heart because it's really the inside me who's sharing. It's not the pretend me, the one that has to look a certain way, do a certain thing, prove something. I don't have to prove anything anymore. My competitiveness is down. My self-brutality is pretty much non-existent. And when it pops up, I know what it is. And I go, nope, we're not doing that anymore. That's not part of your program. Your program is love. Your program is acceptance. Your program is compassion. And with all those things, I have a life of dignity that feels full. And I have every one of you in this room, because of your beliefs and your presence here, that I have to thank that I have a life that is full and joyous and free. Thank you.